That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Just as Abner's trial was about to conclude yesterday, with all the cards stacked against him, plaintiff Ira Hodgkins received a note from his absent attorney, Squire Skimp. Immediately, Ira demanded an adjournment of the trial and left without revealing the contents of the note. Now we'll soon see what happens next. I wonder, do you folks occasionally have muscular aches and pains? Well, muscular aches and pains are often caused by working too hard around the house over the weekend, or by putting in a full day digging in the garden. Now, why let aching muscles make you feel miserable when a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer can help set you right in a hurry? Yes, sir, just the refreshing taste of a glass of Alka-Seltzer is almost enough to make you start feeling better. Try it, friends, when it's your misfortune to be slowed down by the discomfort of sore, aching muscles. Be sure to have Alka-Seltzer in your home always. Just ask your druggist for a package for home use. And don't forget, your druggist also has Alka-Seltzer by the glass at the soda fountain. Remember, too, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store trying to figure out what Ira and his lawyer are planning now. Listen.
Hey, doggies, what could have been in that note? What could have been in it?
Well, just stop saying that, Abner. You're going to drive me stark raving mad, crazy, insane.
Well, what could have been in it, Lum?
Well, if you wait till Ira gets here, we'll more than likely find out.
Well, are you sure he's coming over here?
Of course he is. You heard me when I was talking to his woman on the phone a while ago. She said this is where he's headed for.
Yeah. Well, where's he at then? He's had enough time to get over here by now.
I don't know where he's at. No, but he'll be here.
Close. Oh.
Fact is, he'll have to come over here sometime because we still got to wind up the trial.
Don't get sure as soon you about that note. Here we was all set to wind up the trial yesterday, and then Ira got that note from Squire. Right away, wanted to adjourn the trial. Try calling Squire Skimp again, Lum. See if he won't tell us something. Leastways, give us a hint.
Well, I've been trying to call his office all morning long and ain't got no answer.
Well, try calling his home, then. Maybe he's sick in bed, I hope.
Yeah, that's the idea. I better call there once.
Oh, but I wish he had the laryngitis or something and couldn't go on with that trial for and he couldn't stand up there and holler out all them other charges again. Well, I reckon he could write them down, though. Hope he gets a writer's cramp through the bonnet.
Wait a minute. I can't hear somebody picking up.
Please, despise it.
Hello? Who is this? Oh, Miss Kemp. This is Lum. Lum Edwards. Yes, Mom. Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with Squire. Out of town.
Huh?
Well, where'd he go?
Oh.
Well, when do you expect him back? Uh-huh. Well, quick as he gets in, will you have him call me? All right. Thank you, Mom. Goodbye.
Where has he went too long?
I don't know. But she never knows.
Never knows?
I think she actually did, though. She sounded a little cute.
Yeah, well, when did she say he's going to be back?
Oh, she said most any time. Sounded like she's kind of beating around the brace there.
Around the brace? Where was she talking from? Out in the yard? The telephone's there in the house.
Sounded like she's hiding something. Never wanted to come right out flat-footed and tell me the truth.
Oh. What do you reckon he's up to?
Granny, I don't know.
Whatever it is, I know it ain't good. Bound if he went somewhere to get a different judge to try me or something.
You know, he might be doing something like that.
Why, sure, he's just sneaking enough to do it.
I know he's pretty much against me being both your lawyer and the judge in this case. I've always said he's an unreasonable man.
Well, I don't reckon it'll make much difference no way. Ain't helped me none so far, having you be the judge.
Now, Grannies, wait a minute, Abner. I think maybe I'm getting an idea.
Well, just keep it to yourself. I've got enough charges against me as it is on.
I can always tell when I'm getting an idea. I sort of squint up my eyes.
I can, too. I don't want to hear it, Mom. Just keep it to yourself. Dog, there's trouble, 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 trouble. Oh, me.
We can wind up this trial before Squire gets back. We might have a better chance.
Oh, not good enough, though.
Wait a minute. I mean, might even have a better idea. Without Squire here, we might be able to make a settlement with Ari out of court.
Out of court?
I know I can handle Ari without his lawyer around.
Yeah, but wait just a minute, Lom. Don't forget that's how you got me into this trial in the first place, was trying to handle Ari.
Yeah, but we might be able to make him think that Squire's went out of town for a long time. Make him think Squire's deserted him.
Well, Ari must know where Squire went to, Lom. He must have told him in that note, surely.
Reckon that's what was in the note?
Why, sure, Squire's his lawyer. What I want to know is where's he went. What's he doing? That's what I want to know.
Regardless of what Squire said in the note, I think I can talk him out of it. You know what kind of a reputation Squire's got. Nobody much believes him. You know how suspicious Ari is.
Oh, he's a suspicious fellow, all right. I'll admit that, but he must know where Squire
went. Well, leastways it's worth trying this, Adner. After all, he had no right to lawsuit you for that much money in the first place.
Of course not.
That bully wasn't worth more than $500.
Why, of course it weren't. It weren't nothing. That's what it weren't.
It's only fair that we try to get him to settle for less.
Why, sure.
No, I don't think the bull was worth more than $100, come to think about it.
Why,
it's
no.
It's worth that much. Well, no count at all. I wouldn't have had the thing.
Me neither. I wouldn't give him 50 cents for it. Well, I might have done better than that, but ain't no use for us to talk about that, Lum. I got my doubt that that hour will settle now, though.
Well, we couldn't expect nothing like that, but I think if I handled him right, I could bring him down to $300 anyway. Maybe even $250.
Well, anything's better than $500, I know that.
Well, when Ari gets in here now, you just let me handle everything. You'll be surprised how fur I can talk him down.
I just hope Squire don't walk right in here in the middle of it and talk him back up again.
Well, you kind of keep an eye out in the front door there, and if you see Squire coming, you can run out there and stall him off for a while.
Yeah, all right.
Ask him a batch of questions about the trial.
Dog, that I'd give anything to know where he went. Call up Dick Cutterson, Mom, see if he knows.
Well, I talked to Dick a while ago, and he never mentioned nothing about Squire being gone, so more than likely he don't know it neither.
Hey, say, maybe Dr. Grill knows. He's been staying over there with Squire.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure, yeah.
Come to think of it, though, I ain't saw him around here for the last couple of days.
Say, you don't reckon. Oh, wait a minute. There he comes.
From Dr. Grill?
No, Harry Hodgson. Get ready to start talking your senses, Mom.
Don't worry, now, keep. Get out of here without owing us something. You'll be lucky. I'll start out by saying, now look, Ari.
Wait a minute.
Here
he comes. Don't let him hear you talking about it.
Yeah, howdy,
Ari,
old boy. Come on in.
Howdy, Lum. Hello, Adner.
Lum wants to talk to you, Ari.
Shut that.
Yeah, I want to talk to you too, Lum.
Well, before you do, Ari, there's a couple of things I think you ought to know.
Yeah, Squires went out of town, Ari.
I'll handle this, Adner.
Yeah, I know it has. But what I want to say to you, Lum, is...
Well, that's fine, Ari, but you know how Squire Skint's reputation is. Can't hardly ever depend on him. He's the kind of a feller that'll desert you right when you need him the most.
Yeah, like, say, in a trial.
Yeah, I know. But what I want to say is this. I come over
and so,
here...
So, considering that being the case, sometimes the best thing for a feller to do is just sort of take things in his own hands.
Yeah.
After all, a brainy feller like you, Ari... Or to be able to handle things for yourself.
Well, much obliged, Lum. But what I mean...
According to you, in them circumstances, I don't know what would be better for you to, well, just sort of settle this thing out of court.
Set it out of court?
Well, now, wait a minute, Ari. Me and my client here are willing to make a fair deal.
Oh, yes. Honest, Abner. That's me.
We admit you got something coming to you for that bull of yours, so we want to make it up to you.
Well, now let me tell you what I come over here first.
Well, let's settle this first, Ari. What would you say would be a fair price to settle that?
Well, I'd say...
$200, huh?
$200? Well, I think...
All right, we'll compromise in $250.
It's a deal.
Well, good. Put her there. Here, you shake hands with him, too, Abner. I'm going to make this official.
Oh.
$250.
How'd it do, Ari?
Hello, Em. Jimmy... It sure feels good to get this here thing settled. Yeah, that there trial was keeping me away from my work.
Yeah, the spirit is going to keep me away from mine for 72 years.
Of course, now, Abner can't pay all that in cash right off. Got the best he can do is $150, ain't it, Abner?
Yeah, I'll get out of cash for right now. I've got it right back.
But he'll give you a note for the balance. 90-day note, if you want.
Oh, that's all right. Just make it easy on yourself. Hey, you can make out that there note some other time. I ain't no Richard. I know your word's good as gold.
Here you are,
there, Hollis. $150. You can count it out if you want to.
No, that's all right. I trust you.
Well,
I ain't got time to wait. I gotta get back to my work. I'll see you Thursday later.
Yeah, all right, Harry. Glad you dropped in.
Yeah, so long, Harry, old pal.
Stokely's such a fine fellow. I wish he was my uncle.
The thing is, I guess now you'll change your opinions about it.
You sure done good, Lum. I'll have to hand it to you.
You notice how I tricked him into that $250?
Yes.
I started at $200 and worked up.
Oh, you got him on that right there. He never knew what was going on.
Howdy. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa. Stokely's, you ought to been in here and saw how Lum took care of old Ira Hodgson.
Oh, yeah, I seen him leaving. Looked pretty happy. I seen him about a half hour ago, and he's pretty worried then.
Pretty worried.
Oh, yeah. You'd be worried, too, if your lawyer up and deserted you right in the middle of a trial.
Deserted? You mean Squire actually done that?
Why, sure. Did you hear what Squire done?
Why, no.
I told me about it.
Yeah, what's that, Grandpa?
Squire's went in business with Dr. Grill. Taking Robert the robot out on a 6-month carnival tour. Left old Larry high and dry.
Well, I do know.
So Larry's feared he wouldn't get nothing at all out of this trial.
Huh.
When I see him, he's on his way over here to try to talk you fellas into $100 settlement.
$100?
And judging from his face, he must have got it. Did he?
Yeah, he got it all right, Lum.
Now, Abner, don't look at me right away. Don't
you making a week. You and your big
Abner has finally emerged from his maze of trouble, but it looks as though Lum is just getting into some of his own. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, in talking about vitamins, recently a war plant manager said, the health, vigor, and resistance of our employees is important in keeping everyone on the job. Well, that's why so many people in and out of war plants take a single one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule each day. Vitamins, you know, are vital to good nutrition, and the foundation of good health is good nutrition. But unfortunately, in the average diet these days, one common deficiency is a shortage of vitamins. And if you have a shortage of vitamins, it may be one of the reasons you go to work dragged out, nervous, irritable, with sluggish digestion, and feeling generally run down. Now, to be sure of your vitamins, why don't you start taking a single one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day? Yes, start every day with one-a-day. Actually, the cost is only $1 a month. And listen to this offer. Get a 60-capsule, $2 package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins from any drugstore. After 60 days, if you're not satisfied, return the package to your druggist and get your money back. Remember, start every day with one-a-day.